morning. Bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thankful. Would you turn in your Bibles to the book of Jonah. My thoughts this morning are along the lines of are we listening? I'm just going to read this. It might take a little bit of time. I'd like to read the whole book here of Jonah and make a few comments. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And they said unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil has come upon us? What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land. But they could not, for the sea was wrought and was tempestuous against them. Therefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and all thy ways passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the earth, mountains. The earth and her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption. O Lord, my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, unto thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed, salvation is of the Lord. The Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. So we see that Jonah, he was a prophet and got a command from the Lord and ran away from it. And we read in chapter 2 there, his repentance, and then God commanding the fish, and it vomited out Jonah. There's quite a bit to read here. He did go then and preach. I might just skip over some of this. He went to the city there and cried, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. They repented. So we see chapter 2, the repentance of Jonah, and then chapter 3, the repentance of Nineveh. And then chapter 4, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, "I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil." And as I pondered over Jonah's repentance, the repentance of Nineveh, and the mercy of the Lord to both of them, to Jonah and then to the people, I think how much that's my own posture of heart. Like Jonah, just we think that when we're in our hard spot, we're very easy to be taught and hear instruction, but do we continue on? Jonah, obviously, he definitely truly repented in chapter 2 and went to Nineveh. He thought he was in the will of the Lord, but there was still something else that God wanted to teach him. And are we still listening for more from the Lord? If the Lord lays something on our heart, realizing that there's still more for us to learn. Like we haven't arrived yet. I don't know if Jonah, when he went down to Nineveh, he probably felt pretty good about going and didn't see that his heart wasn't right toward the people there. Maybe I'm wrong, but sometimes I feel that I can be that way. I feel like Lord shows us something in our lives and repent, but not realizing that there's something else that God is gonna bring to us. And it might come from our brother or someone we know, but just having a posture of heart that is looking and listening and waiting to hear the voice of God through our brothers, through the church, through His Word. Just waiting and longing to know more of the Lord's will and be more conformed to His image. I just had to think how the people repented, even with the preaching of Jonah. And then in the New Testament, Jesus, the Pharisees came to Jesus and said in chapter 12 of Matthew, verse 39, and He said unto them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. And just thinking the difference between the preaching of Jesus, Jesus came with a heart for the people. I mean, he loved the people. It was obvious. And I don't know that Jonah came with a heart of love. From all appearances, he was glad to go tell these people they're going to get destroyed in 40 days. He was glad to do that. He was very angry, exceedingly angry, that God had mercy. And that was just a blessing to think about just being in the will of the Lord as Jesus was. He did his Father's will. He's just constantly looking to him, spending time in communion with him, and was one with the Father. That is my desire. And I just wanted to share that short meditation. Just having a desire to be one with the Lord as he calls and directs our lives, to be surrendered all the time, every time. So thank you for listening.